We are picking up on Ches Amud Aleph. There's a new Mishnah here. Okay, we got Mishnahs today about Zav and Zava and Shemer, maybe against Shemer Yom Keneged Yom. It's like, get through this, and then tomorrow, and then I think we start getting into Haggadah to Gemara for like the next couple of weeks. So the Mishnah says at the beginning of, at the top of Ches Amud Aleph, Ein bein hamoder hana mechaver lamoder mimenu maichol el adrisos haragol v'kelim she'ein osim behem ochel nafesh. There, a person has the ability to forbid someone from getting any hana from me. He's not able to get any pleasure from him. I have the ability to say that you cannot have any pleasure from me at all. Okay, I have the ability to say that, just like you could say that that I'm not going to get any pleasure at all from this table. You know, so too, I can say that someone is not able to get any pleasure from me at all. And there's two types of ways that he could stop from having pleasure. One is he says that you cannot have any pleasure from me, period. Or there's such a thing that says that in terms of any food-related items, they're not going to have any pleasure from me at all. So the Mishnah says that, so the Mishnah says that there's no difference between saying that you can't have any pleasure at all, and you can't have from me for food related items, except for two things, and that are drisus haregel, which is the ability for someone to like take a shortcut through your property. So, and the Gemara is going to talk about that. So that it doesn't cost you anything for me to, you know, for a person to cut through his property, and by this, and also for if you have kalim that you don't make food related items with it, for let's say like a hammer. So if someone says you can't have any pleasure from me at all, then you're not able to cut through his you can't cut through his yard, or you can't borrow his hammer from him because that's completely forbidden. If a person says that you can't have any pleasure from me except for food related items, we say that everything is a food related item, because if I don't end up doing something and you end up having to spend less on that item because I helped you out with it, then you can use that money to go buy food. So there's two things that don't come into play. A shortcut, you know, taking a shortcut through someone's property, or like, again, if you borrow a hammer, which is not normally rented, then that's the difference between the two. So Gemara says, except the Mishnah is saying that that when it comes to, let's say, borrowing pots and pans, which are food-related items, they're equated, that whether you say that you can't have any pleasure at all or you can't have any pleasure from any food-related items, they're going to be equal to the same thing. So Gemara says, Drisa Sarego, what does that mean? Halokapti Yenshi, but people don't care if people are cutting through the yard. So why is it that if someone says you can't have any pleasure from me at all, then the person can't even cut through his yard? People are not mocked on that at all. That's not even considered to be like pleasure. It's like, it's almost like it's negligible. It's nothing. So my answer is, Amarava Hamani Rebbe Lazar, he says, Amar Vitor Asr B'Mader Hana. There's something called Vitor. Vitor is where someone is, you're Mevater on something, where it's like, you're not makbid on it. You don't care about it. So there's a machlokas whether or not. So vitor was typically was something that when they would have food merchants that would sell something. So let's say they would buy a pound of grain, they would throw on a little bit extra on the top just to make sure that they're not ripping off their customers. So that was considered to be like vitor, that they would say, it's so negligible what I'm putting on the top of your food items that I'm a vatrid. I don't really care about it at all. So we're talking about Rebbe Lazar, who says that vitor is usur if someone says that they're not going to have hana, and that's why you're not able to cut through his property, because he holds that vitor is awesome. You're not able to do that. Next, Mishnah says, Ein ben nedarim l'nedavos, elashan nedarim, chai b'achriyusan, u'nedavos enu chai b'achriyusan. There's no difference between a neder and a nedava. A neder is where someone says, I take a vow that I'm going to do something. And a nedava is where someone takes a vow and he says, I'm going to give a present of something. So the Mishnah says that there's no difference between a neder and a nedava, except that for a neder, you are obligated. Typically, again, the Gemara is going to talk about it. If someone says that I make a vow that I'm going to bring an animal for a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So if something happens to that animal, I still have an obligation to bring an animal as a karbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, he owns one sheep, and he says, I pledge that I'm going to donate a sheep to the Beis HaMikdash. If the sheep dies, the owner still has to find out, he has to get another sheep from somewhere, because he has an obligation on himself to bring the sheep. As opposed to if, let's say, he says, I promise I'm going to give this sheep. Okay, he says it's a neder. He says, I promise that I'm going to give, vice versa, it's a nedava. He says, I promise I'm going to give this sheep as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and then something happens to this sheep, so he no longer has an obligation to do it. So the Mishnah is saying that the only difference between them is whether or not you're obligated, the only difference between a neder and a nedava is whether or not you're obligated to make good if something happens to the thing that you pledged on. So Gemara says, but when it comes to delaying giving your vow, the Torah says you're not allowed to delay fulfilling your pledge. So when it comes to being Baal Ta'achar, whether someone says a neder or a nedava, so that those are equated that you are not able to delay in giving that. And the Gemara says somewhere else that basically the Baal Ta'achar means if someone pledges he's going to do something, you have three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos to be able to fulfill your neder. Okay, so Gemara says, so Tanan Hasan, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Kinim. Ezu neder, what is considered to be a neder? Ha'omer harei alai ola. If someone says it is on me incumbent to bring an ola, or an ezu nedava, ha'omer harei zu ola. If someone says that this is an ola. So ma bein nedarim and nedava, what's the difference between them? Nedarim meso nignavu o avdu chai b'achriyusin. And when you have a neder, where someone said that it's on me to do it, so if something happens to the animal, you're still obligated to go find another animal and bring that animal to as an ola. And the davos meso nignivo avdu enu chai b'achriyusin. But if you're giving a gift, if it's an adava, you say that I'm going to give, where you say I'm going to give this animal to the Beis HaMikdash, then if something happens to that animal, you are no longer obligated to bring another one to take its place. Minani, Milim, where do we know that there's a difference between whether or not someone has to bring a particular animal, whether it's a neder or an adava? Nor says the Tanur Rabbanon, "Benir tzilo lechaper alav." That it says in the pasuk that it should be accepted for him to forgive for him. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, "Es she'alav." That alav means it's on him. So that which is on him, chayv b'achriyuso. Then he's chayv and he's responsible. Something happens to it. If someone says that it's on me to bring an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, then that's on the person himself. Whether or not something happens to the object, the person is still obligated to bring the animal. But again, if it's not on him, then he's not responsible to bring it. My mashma. So what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avidimi. Kivan to Amar Alai, Kaman to Atayin Akasvei Dami. That once he says that it's on me to bring it, it's like it's resting on his shoulders. And then whatever happens, so if something happens to it, he's always going to be obligated to go back and to make sure that he takes care of it to fulfill what his pledge was going to be. All right, next Mishnah. So we're talking about Zav now. We're going to talk about a Zav. So a zav is someone that has a non-seminal emission, okay? So it means he has an emission of some sort that is non-seminal. And the halacha is that if he has one or two in any 2 days to get straight, meaning like on Sunday and Monday, or if he has three, which he would have it either like three on Sunday or three on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, again, it has to be combined. So then he's going to be, he becomes a zav. And what that means is that he then has to count 7 days after he has these emissions, and then he's going to be tahar. So ein bein zav haroa shtei riyos, so roa shalosh. There's no difference if someone had two of these emissions, or if he had three ela karbon. The only difference is that if someone had two, then he saw, let's say, for 2 days, so he counts 7 days after that, he goes to the mikvah, he's tahar, there's nothing else he needs to do. If he had three, then let's say, again, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he counts 7 days after that, he goes to the mikvah, he also has to bring a karbon before he's going to be tahar. So that's the difference. The difference between two and three is that whether or not he's going to bring a karbon.
What type of karbon?
Of an animal. What?
Specific type?
I don't know. But yeah, he has to bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, "Halenim mishkav u'moshav u'sfira shiva zev zashavim." But when it comes to there's a specific tuma of mishkav u'moshav, which is only that you only have by a zav, and we're going to talk later by Anita. The tuma of mishkav u'moshav is very unique. That if Rashi says that if let's say someone was sitting on a, you have 10 mattresses that are piled up on top of each other, and the Zav sits on the top mattress, okay, and he doesn't even touch the other 9 mattresses. The halacha is that all 10 of those mattresses are going to be tamei. Okay, it's a special toma that we have called toma mishkav u'moshav, that if he sits on the top, it's like, think of like the princess and the pea. I'm saying, like, you know, she's sleeping on the top mattress and there's a little pea that's on the bottom, and she doesn't realize, and she says that she felt it. So this Zav, if he sits on a top mattress, even though he didn't touch the other ones at all, they're going to have Abba Toma, that they're able to convey Toma to something else. So it's a very powerful Toma.
Does work the other way? What I mean is, if you have a mattress on the bottom, and then the others are sort of this way, and he sits here.
No, I don't think it goes. I think it goes from the top down. It doesn't go from the it doesn't go from the bottom up.
So, on the one of the translations here, it says it's like a gonorrheal emission.
Yes.
So it's like a stick, like STD type
of some sort. Yeah. Again, you're the doctor, so you could.
Yeah, I don't know what. Else
I'm an accountant, so I'll tell you how to pay the bills on it. But
finding what else can emit. That's.
That's probably it. Yeah. So that's what it'll be referring to.
The other things, but okay.
Yeah. By the way, first of all, it's very interesting because the most discussion that we've had on anything so far in a couple of weeks has been on these emissions that we're talking about. So just fascinating. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Halayin Mishkav u'Moshav u'Sfira Shiva," and for counting 7 days, Zev is Ashav. And whether a person sees two or he sees three, they're both the same. That if the Zev sits on the top mattress, he's going to be metame all of them, whether it was two or three. And also, they have to count 7 days when they're done. Gemara says, "Menani Mili." How do we know that? So the answer is the Tan Rabbanan, Rav Sima Yomer, Mana Hakasuf Shtaim Ukaru Tame. That the pasuk says. It says, Ishish kiya zav bibsaro zovotami. So it says the word zav in the pasuk twice. So from the learning in the pasuk twice, we learn out that since it said it twice, so it calls him tame. So that teaches you that if he has two of these emissions, that he's going to be tame. And shalo shukara tame. And then there's another pasuk afterwards, which also says it three times. It says the word zav. And again, that's teaching us also that if you see three times, you're going to be tame also. So Gemara asks now. The Amar, so Shtayim Latoma Ushalash Karban. And from there we learn out, Rav Simai learns out, that because it had to say two separate psukim, so the first pasuk is telling you that there's that you count 2 days, you're going to have to count 7 days. And then if you see it three times, if a person sees it, then he's going to have to bring a karban at the end. So again, that's the difference between two and three, again, a karban. So Gemara asks, the Amar Shtayim Latoma Vlola Karban, Vishalash Karban Vlola Toma, maybe we're learning from the psukim that if a person sees two times, then he's going to be tame, but he doesn't bring a karbon. And if he sees three times, he's going to bring a karbon, but he's not tame. So Gemara asks on that, how's that possible? Amrit ad shelo rosh shalosh rosh shtayim. You can't say that because if a person sees two, if a person sees three, he must have seen two. So you can't say that if he's two, he's tame. If he's three, he's not tame, but he brings a karbon. To get to three, he had to pass two, okay? So when he passed two, he became tummy at that point, and now he's going to bring the... So you can't say that it means that this explanation that you wouldn't be tummy for three, but you'd only bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, Emer shtayim l'karbam lo l'tuma shalosh af l'tuma. Maybe you're going to tell me that if you see two, that you bring a carbon, but you're not tummy. And if you see three, then you're going to be tame, and you bring a carbon also. Gemara says, "Lo sakadaitach." That's not shot either. The Tanya, the chipra lav akon lefnei Hashem mizovo. It says in the word mizovo. What does it mean? From mixas zavin may be in carbon. That some of the zavin are going to bring a carbon. But mixas zavin may be in carbon. And again, some don't. Again, from the word from mizovo, we're learning out that some don't. So haketzad rav shalosh maybe rav shalosh. Maybe, Shtayimenu, maybe, that if he saw three, he does bring a carbon. If he saw two, he does not bring a carbon. So Gemara says, oh, Eino Ella, Ra, Beis, maybe, Ra, Shalosh, Eini, maybe. Maybe you're going to say that if you see two, then you bring a carbon. If you see three, you don't bring a carbon. It's going to answer the same thing we just said before. That doesn't make sense. Why? Because Amrit, Atzalor, Shalosh, Ra, Shtayim, that but in order to see three, you had to have seen two, so it can't be that you're going to say that if you did two, then it's not. But you can't say that if it's for three that you do. You can't say that for two you don't, and for two you do, and for three you don't, because that wouldn't make any sense at all. The Gemara says, so again, so we had two different ways to learn out, two different psukim to learn out for the Zav. So Gemara says, v'ishrich de Rav Simai, v'ishrich mizav. Well, we needed to have Rav Simai's learning that he said before, that it says, that where it says twice, it said Zovo, and we also need to have the pasuk where it said Zobo later on. We need to, both learnings. Why? Dimit Rav Simai, because if I'd only learn out from Rav Simai, who says that there is a Zav that has two, that has two Riyas, and a Zav of three that we learn out, have a Mina Ki Kushin. So we'd have the question that we said before, where we said maybe you're going to say that two is going to be Tame without, is going to be a Karbon without Tama, and three would be Tame and a Karbon. So therefore, we have to have the Pasuk to tell you that, no, that it doesn't work that way. Kamash from Lami Zava, we learned out from Zava that it says that, no, that there's, that you're going to have two is going to be Tame, three is also going to be Tame, and the difference is the Karbon. V'im Mizava, and if we just learned it out from Mizava, Le'edana Kamarios, I wouldn't know how many rios we're talking about. And again, because we learned from before, so Kamash learned Rav Simai, so therefore we learned out from Rav Simai that tells us that two or three, depending on which pasuk you're looking at, that you can have a type of situation where you have two rios and it's one halacha, and you can have a type of situation where you have three rios and it's going to be another type of halacha. The Gemara says, "V'hashad amrit mizova l'drasha." So now that you learned out the Zovo, you learned out the Drasha that we said that he's going to be Tamei, and he's going to bring a carbon also, depending if it's two or three. There's another Pasuk later that also says Mizovo. What are we learning from that? Gemara says, Hahumi Baile Lechidatanya, we learned in a Braisa, the Chiyitar Hazav, it says that the Zav shall become Tahar, the Chashayisok Mizovo, that's talking about that after he became clean from his Zovo, below Mizovo Vinigo, but not if he became cleaned from his tameh and from he had a nega tzarah. So this guy had it all going for him. He was having these emissions, okay, these gonorrheal, am I saying that right, gonorrheal emissions? Okay, so he was having some sort of STD that he was having these emissions. On top of that, he was a mitzora, okay, so like he hit the jackpot of all the different things you could have going wrong for you. So we're learning a halacha that says that the Zav is able to start counting the 7 days to become Tahar from his Zav, from his Zaviness, even when he's still a Mitzora. It could be the wrong way of saying it. Even when he's still a Mitzora. So you might ask, what would it make a difference if he's still going to be Tamei from being a Mitzora, which we're going to get into Mitzora, we're going to get into that tomorrow. What would it make a difference if he's going to become Tahar? Why do you want to start counting now to become Tahar from being a Zav? He's still a Mitzora, so he's still going to be Tamei. The answer is, Tumas Mishka V'moshav. Because a Mitzora, if he sits on the top, on the top of a bunch of, I said mattresses, but Rashi said it's like rags, so, you know, which is more common. So let's say if he's sitting on the top mattress and he's a Mitzora, the rest of the mattresses, none of the mattresses are going to be Tamei from that. But if he's still a Zav, then it is going to be Tamei. The Gemara says, so we learn out from there, V'lo Mizova V'nigo. That mizov of a suffer, that what does it teach us? Limit al zav bal shtei re'iyos, shaton sfira shiva, that it needs to count 7 days. Okay, we're going to stop here because the Gemara is going to ask, just to set it up for tomorrow, because the Gemara is going to ask a question from Nida to show that.